So let me just start now with Wolfram's part of it. Wolfram is supposed to have gone on crusade. At any rate, this was the great period of the Crusades, and in conflict with Christendom was Islam, the other great religion that had sprung from the biblical base. These are sister religions in conflict with each other. And in Islam, you have an aristocracy and a noble tradition that is actually the inspiration for much of the European. So Wolfram was very, very sympathetic to Islam as a sister religion of Christianity. And so we're going to see this playing through this fantastic story. So now I'm just going to tell you the story, and with its echoes, I've set the pace and see what you get. The story begins with Parsifal's father, whose name is Gahmuret, G-A-H-M-U-R-E-T. And he is a very forthright and courageous son of a king. His older brother inherited the throne and invited Gahmuret to share the throne with him. But Gahmuret said, "No, I want to earn my own life. I do not simply accept my life from others. I will go forth on adventure myself." Point one. He does go forth on adventure and arrives in Baghdad, where he becomes a champion of the Caliph of Baghdad, who was a very famous caliph at that time, by the way, a very saintly man. And his fame, the fame of Gahmuret, spreads throughout Islam. Then he leaves the caliph and goes on a voyage further into the depths of Islam and arrives in a sort of mythological echo of India, in the land of Zazamankh, where the people are absolutely black. And he marries, he saves from besieged situation, the black queen of Zazamankh, and he becomes her king, her husband. Well, she's quite a matriarch. She's described marvelously. She comes in and she, you know, the jewels of the East and all this fabulous thing. Her crown consists of a ruby that's like a big bubble right over her head, just carved out, and her dark face shines through this, and when these two saw each other, the light of the eyes met, and the hearts were graced with love, and he became her husband. But she would not allow him to go fight anymore. She wasn't going to have her husband, her king, going out getting killed in battle. So he preferred battle to anything. And so one dark night, he took ship and sailed away. And so she was left abandoned. And she gave birth to her child, whose name, she gave him the name of Fairfiz. He was black and white, piebald, like a magpie. And in lament for her husband and nostalgic love for him, when she saw her little child, black and white, she kissed him over and over and over again on the white spot.